Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm very excited to introduce our brand new children's ministry leader who's going to be taking over the vision casting and running of our children's ministry at Catalyst. Welcome to the show, Stephanie Hino. Welcome.
Thank you, Damon. Thanks for having me.
Very excited to have you on. So, Steph, what is something that God's been highlighting to you recently?
God's been highlighting to me just in the midst of, like you said, like I've been casting a lot of, trying to figure out like what God's doing or wants to do in the children's ministry and like dreaming with God about what that is going to look like. But I was driving to staff meeting on Tuesday in the
very first one. We were so excited to have you for your first staff meeting.
And in the car, you know, I had like no music on. When you have three kids, like silence is just, it's amazing. I often drive with no music on. But I was just like thinking out loud and like praying. And I just felt like I heard him say like, you know, you can say all these things that you want to do and like have all these visions and dreams of what you want this to look like. But like without me, it's nothing. Like it means nothing. And so yeah, just really going deeper with my own walk. And even in staff meeting, like Pastor Barry talked about, or he shared that Graham Cook video about how, you know, like if you don't have the intimacy with the Father, like it's not, nothing's gonna happen, or like it's not gonna be sustainable. And it's just, yeah, so I feel like there was just a strong, like, kind of humbling, but just, like, re-establishing, like, keeping the main thing the main thing.
Yeah, I think that's been something that's been really cool as we're talking about what does children's ministry look like to you, which we'll get into a little bit in a little bit, but it's been really cool how you're really trying to focus on keeping the main thing in each of our levels, whether it's nursery all the way through Transformation Station. It's how are we keeping Jesus at the center and really making sure that we're keeping the main thing, the main thing.
Right.
So for this episode, one of the things that I wanted to do was to be able to give our people and our, especially our parents, a little bit of a glimpse into who you are, Steph, since you're going to be responsible for all of the kids. Does it feel like a big weight on your shoulders? But I really wanted our people to get a sense of more of who you are and your history and your background in children's ministry. So can you give us a little bit of your heart and your history and experience with children's ministry?
Yeah, so I've always enjoyed kids. I feel like growing up, I was always one of the older ones with our family friends. Like, there were always younger kids around.
Yeah, and this kind of makes me feel a little bit old because I was one of your Sunday school teachers at one point, I'm pretty sure, yeah, or no, VBS or something.
Yes, it was the medieval times one. I specifically remember because we thought it was hilarious that your name was like Duke Damon. So we were calling. So what were we saying? Like, it was like
probably something like Dukey Damon.
Yeah,
like that.
And then it was funny, but then it got less funny because then our class became Damon's Dukies. And I was like, wait, this is not like, well, this is junk. I want to be his
That's
Dukie.
Just a bunch of Dukey.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I've always enjoyed being around kids, and I think it was really in, well, me and my husband, we went to Bethel, School of Ministry, 10 years ago.
Wow, it's been that long already?
Yes. We got married. It's my anniversary, by the way.
Today?
It's our anniversary, yeah.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So
what are you doing here? You should be, you guys should be celebrating.
Later. But we got married, went on our honeymoon. 5 days later, we were at Bethel. And in first year, they have all these kind of like elective type classes where you can pick, if you want, like a track. So there's like inner healing, sozo, and like healing rooms, children's ministry, youth.
For the people that don't know, can you explain what SOZO is quickly?
Oh, it's just kind of like a Holy Spirit led like inner healing ministry. That's the easiest way to describe it. But before you choose one, they kind of invite all the leaders who are in those each department up, and they kind of give like a 5-minute pitch almost. And then Seth Dahl was the children's director at the time at Bethel, and he got up there and just started sharing stories of what is happening there in the children's ministry. Crazy testimonies, crazy stories. And I was just like hooked. I was like, what? Like, that's possible? Like, this can happen? Like, in kids, and like, there's no junior Holy Spirit, that kind of thing. Like, and we didn't commit that at that moment, but I was definitely drawn to that. And I think it was more selfish because I knew down the road, like, I wanted kids. And so I knew that when I left, I wanted to have tools to be able to lead them in that way. So definitely was a selfish motive. But it wasn't until like later that year, one of our friends in our small group, she was serving in that program. And it was a little bit older, it was fifth and sixth graders. But she's like, yeah, like we have these like revival groups and we go through curriculum, and it's basically like a mini BSSM or Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, but for fifth and sixth graders. And I'm like, what? Like, that's so cool. And she's like, yeah, like you and Tim should do it. You should join. So that's how we kind of got hooked on that. And we would served like every Wednesday for like 2 or 3 years. And it was just, so crazy, so eye-opening.
Can you share any highlighted stories that come to mind of something crazy that happened or some way that the Holy Spirit worked in those kids?
Yeah, one that stood out to me, and it's not anything super crazy, but it was just so profound to me. We were kind of leading, I don't even remember the lesson, but basically we invited the kids, you know, to hear what the Lord was saying about them, or like asking God, how do you see me? And there was this boy who was actually in Tim's group, and he was smaller than all the rest. Just, you know, he was a tiny guy. And he got up and shared. And, you know, we invited them, like, oh, like, what did the Lord tell you? Like, you can come up and share. So he went up, and he said that God told him that He measures me by my heart and not by my height. And I was like, at fifth grade, like, you're already, like, understanding that. Like, that just kind of blew my mind. Because I think about, you know, my own life and, like, wow, if I knew what they knew at this age, like, my life would look so different, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
Knowing those truths at that age, like, right before middle school, like, which is just in high school, which are just such difficult years. They're going in there already knowing who they are and what God thinks about them. So that's just one simple one that really stands out to me.
Okay. How long were you at Bethel and going through the school of ministry and things like that? And
so we did first and second. You could do 3 years. So there's first year, second year, and then the third year is like an internship. So third year looks a lot different. So we did first year in 2012 to 2013, and then second year right after. And then I did a third year, but it was like an unofficial internship with Laura Griffiths, who was in charge of the fifth and sixth graders in the children's ministry. So I was in there almost every day doing all sorts of stuff. Or all the, you know, I got to learn all the ins and outs of, running kids ministry. We wrote curriculum. I helped write maybe 3 curriculums from scratch, which is
Wow, that's a lot of work. That is so much work.
Yeah, there was 3 of us crammed in her tiny little office like doing research. We did one on God's Generals. Mm-hmm. It's actually an adult series on different revivalists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more biographical and just about each person's life.
Yeah.
But there's a kids version. So we took each book. So we'd focus on like, oh gosh, I'm even blanking on their names. But we would take one, like Catherine Kuhlman was mm-hmm. like one of them. And we take that book. And they're small little children's chapter books. But mm-hmm. and just, you know, pull from that, like set the mood. Like, what was it like? What was happening in that at that mm-hmm. point in history? What was a popular candy? Or what were the kids doing? Like, what kind of games were they playing? So really trying to immerse them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just about their life and what really people believe helped start those revivals.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We did one on the movie Rise of the Guardians, which was really cool. Such a prophetic movie.
Oh, no wonder you wanted us to watch that the other day.
Yeah, I suggested that movie because someone, was it Corrine, asked for a movie to watch on one of the holiday Sundays. I was like, oh, this is a really good one. It's so prophetic. And I'm like, the people who made that had to be believers. Like, there's no way.
I still haven't even watched that movie yet. Oh, I guess I need to put it on my list.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix. Might be. I don't know. But yeah. So we did one on that. Yeah. A lot of work, but it was really cool.
Okay, so you finished Bethel School of Ministry a few years ago. So what led you to now coming on to Catalyst, like years and years and years later, and to be children's ministry leader?
Yeah, gosh. Kind of a crazy. It's crazy to even think that I'm here, like in this position.
Well, I love crazy stories, so bring it.
Well, not crazy in that like the events are crazy, but just I never thought in a million years I would be here. But yeah, so we were at Bethel for 4.5-5 years and just felt like our hearts were moving, like to come back here to be with family. You know, at that point we had Mason and we're just like, yeah, we just need to be by family. And so moved down without a plan, like no jobs lined up, no housing, like just, but you know, we just lived with, we lived with Tim's parents and yeah, kind of checking out churches, but not really sure what we were wanting.
You mean, so Tim's dad, the one that you were living with, wasn't like, just come to my church.
Yeah, yeah, we did go there, but, and we love that church. That'll always be like, you know, it always feels like home there, but there's like no one our age there or we just felt like we really needed community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think, yeah, we kind of hopped around different churches. Like there was one church that was, you know, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely felt like just another face in a crowd, but it felt more like, you know, Bethel, what we were used to as far as like just the atmosphere and just, it was just a bigger church. And we're like, oh, like, you know, starting from the ground up, like we'd have to get super involved just to, you know, be intentional about finding community, all that. And then we visited Catalyst because we knew the Saitos. Mm-hmm. We've known them for years. And like, I knew like, you know, all your, so many faces there from CBC because I went there in like middle school. So it felt familiar and I was like, okay. And we just really liked the family feel. And so that's what really drew us. And yeah, knowing people there helped who were in the same season of life. And yeah, that's how we kind of chose or committed to Catalyst. And yeah, it was nice because we, you know, we knew Barry's heart and because we also, they also used to do a lot with Tim's dad's church, The Light Christian Fellowship in the past. So We knew it was like they were in the same stream, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking about that earlier. But yeah, so it was a pretty easy decision for us.
And one of the stories that you shared with me was a kind of a parting gift that you got from Bethel for Mason. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this is actually pretty recent. I would say like a year ago. So we left in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so
it's like 5 years later.
Yeah. 5 years later, we were already just moving. You know, we had moved on. Like I feel like we don't even really know that many people at Bethel anymore because there's so much transition and change. But I get this email from their children's department. And I'm like, that's like weird. Like, is this by mistake? And I open it and they say, hey, like, we noticed that, you know, you guys might have moved away or going to a different church now. But here's a Google document of all the prophetic words that, you know, were spoken over Mason during his time at nursery, like whenever he was at church. And I was like, what the heck? Like, that they would take the time to track me down years later. And like, it just blessed me as a parent, like to see all those words. And I mean, they weren't super elaborate or long, but they were just like, just these little nuggets, right? That were just so cool to read and even see how he is like that now.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, are you seeing a culmination of some of these words coming out in his life now?
For sure.
Yeah, that's so cool because then it's just affirmation too that they were hearing correctly from the Lord years ago.
Yeah,
what he was going to be like, and you know, with little kids, it's
you
never know. There's so much potential in a little kid, but to see those coming out, that's super neat.
Yeah.
Okay, so from the time that you started coming to Catalyst to now, where you're actually stepping into being a staff position, can you share what that journey's been like for you?
I think Tim and I, when we started coming to Catalyst, like we just wanted to lay low, just kind of, I don't know, just not really be too involved, but just kind of graft ourselves organically into the church family. Like we didn't want to, I don't know, we just, wanted to be there and just learn the culture and just take it all in. And then I think recently we're just like, okay, we had like a few, the past few seasons have been very busy for us.
Well, you did just have a baby. so I would say that's pretty busy.
Yeah. So there was a lot going on too, just in our own lives and with the pandemic and everything too. So I think the timing just was never right. And we were totally okay with that. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know, we'll serve when, you know, whenever God says it's like gives us the green light or when the light's not red. And yeah, I was never even expecting. I would serve in the nursery before COVID and was kind of getting back to it now. And then out of the blue, like Auntie Dale just texts me this proposal and I'm like, what? I was just like so caught off guard. But also at the same time, I was like, okay, God, like what are you doing? Because because I run my own like creative business. Like I do a lot of work for like high end weddings and a lot of the details, design details for those. And I've been feeling for maybe like 6 months to a year, like I think I need to start doing something different. Just it wasn't giving me life anymore. Or it just wasn't, it was definitely starting to drain. And I wasn't just, I was just kind of getting over it and dealing with lovely brides all the time. So, but I didn't know what was next. I was like, I need to pivot. I don't know where. I don't know which direction, but something needs to change in my life. And then that came out of left field, her text. And so, I just felt like it was a good point in time, like where I'm already kind of leaning towards a transition that just kind of just fell in my lap.
Might have felt out of left field for you, but I really feel like it was part of God's plan in this whole season. You know, Corrine transitioned to administrator last year, and then we had brought in Chie, and she was here for a short season, and then it was like, what was the point of that transition season of Chie was only here for a few months before God called her away? But then looking at it, it's like, because God was preparing Steph, and we needed Chie to be here for that season, because Steph wouldn't have been ready, because that's right when you were having your baby.
Yeah,
so
really,
it was really just the timing of everything. God worked it all out, and so it was super cool, because we needed those few months from Chie just to bridge the gap between Corrine and now bringing Steph in, and it's super exciting. So, Steph, can you share with us a little bit of your vision or some of the things that you feel like God's planted in your heart for children's ministry and some of the places that you want to go? This morning we had talked a little bit about nursery. So I think really I'm excited about some of the things that you have planned and in store for the nursery. So can you share a few of those things? Because, I mean, they're super exciting for me, and I think they're going to be really exciting for the people that are listening and our parents to see some of the things that you have in store for our kids. And, yeah, just the ways that you're going to be helping to cultivate family, cultivate hearing the Spirit, cultivate following where God wants us to go. So can you share?
Oh, gosh, what a loaded prompt or question. But I think my main thing is I just want, my heart is to have, like, these kids just encounter the Holy Spirit or just encounter, have a personal encounter with Him. Because I know, like, we're solid on, like, the Bible teaching and the lessons and all that, but which is totally necessary and super important. But I feel like what I learned from Bethel is that, like, we want to lead them to have encounters with God, because once they have that, like, no one's going to come and take that away from them. Like, if we just convince them to be Christians and to follow Jesus, then someone's going to come down later and convince them to not. And no one can talk you out of an encounter. Like, if you think about a time that God really spoke to you in a clear way, like, I think about those moments and I'm like, no one can tell me otherwise that I was wrong or that that wasn't real. And so I think that's the big picture of what, like, my heart is for. And I think just regards to nursery, we were talking about that. And I feel like that's the department that I'm most familiar with or that I've served in the most. And so I'm kind of starting there. And I was just thinking, like, at that age, like, there's babies till, what, three?
I think two and a half or three.
Yeah, something like that. Basically, whenever they just feel too old. Or they're, like, over it. Like, I'm not a baby anymore. But I feel like normally we've tried to, like, do, obviously, like, you know, we do songs, we do snacks, and then I feel like doing a lesson with them is not super effective because they're so small. And so I'm like, instead of trying to engage their brains, like, we need to engage with their spirits, because, like, their spirits are as big as yours and mine. Like, a spirit is a spirit. Like, if there's no, like, baby spirits, right? And so I feel like my kind of vision and goal is to, in that department, is to just pour into them that way, whatever that looks like, whether it's, you know, if the helpers or whoever's back there that week, like, if they're holding a crying baby or someone's, like, someone's, you know, having a hard time being away from their parents, it's like, oh, what would it look like if we were just to release peace over them, or just praying over the room, discerning what's happening in the room, like, what kind of atmosphere is it right now? Is there, like, a lot of fear? Is there a lot of anxiety right now? Like, what would happen if we invited the presence to come and just fill the room with His peace? And things like that. Or, yeah, even just inviting some of the older kids, like the two-year-olds. That's what I mean by older. They're not really old. But, you know, like if, again, like if someone's crying or having a hard time, it's like, oh, like, can we, like, let's go, you know, put hands on, mm-hmm. like, let's just say, like, my own daughter, like, Brinley, she's having a hard time. Like, can we just, like, ask Jesus to help her or help mm-hmm. her feel peace or whatever?
And you said you had that happen this past weekend, right? You had one of the kids come and.
Right, yeah, she was having a really hard time. Yeah, yeah. And then I think Mindy had Hudson in there, and I was kind of sitting by the helper and then the child that was having a hard time, and I was like, yeah, like, just said a short prayer, like, oh, like, Jesus, we just invite you and, you know, help her feel brave and, or, you know, just give her courage and mm-hmm. help her feel peace and that she's safe and whatever. And then I know Mindy said, you know, she was sitting kind of close by too. And she's like, oh, Hudson, like, can you pray for her? And he just, like, lifted his little hand and said, oh, get better. And I'm like, even something like that, just to engage them
yeah.
in a spiritual way and making that the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And also I feel like I just want to change the mindset of, like, whoever's volunteering and showing up, that it's also a chance for us adults to practice our discernment,
mm-hmm.
to practice hearing what the Lord is saying over each child or, yeah, just.
Yeah, so you can use it more as a training ground as well for the helpers to be able to practice and learn how to discern and really be able to kind of what you experienced with Mason. Give words to the kids that might change their life forever.
Right, yeah. And it's even, I feel like it blessed me more as a parent mm-hmm. receiving those words about my son
mm-hmm.
and just knowing how, like, what to pray into more or what to sow into him and what his giftings might be. And, yeah, just really pouring into their spirits, mm-hmm. right, rather than their heads, which aren't fully developed yet. But yeah, just kind of, I want to, yeah, change that mindset of mm-hmm. the helpers. Like, oh, like, I'm not here just babysitting. Like, I'm an active, like, participant in shaping,
yeah,
you know, who these kids could be.
Yeah, it sounds like that's going to be like a win-win-win situation, right?
Right?
The kids win because they are spoken into, they're mm-hmm. prayed for constantly. The helpers win because they get a chance to experience the Lord and hear his voice and really try to practice that in a safe place with these little kids, where if they make a mistake, it's okay.
Yeah,
no one's going to remember that I made a mistake or I said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then also, kind of like you shared, the parents are really going to be blessed in the same way, because mm-hmm. they're going to see these different words and different things that are spoken over their kids and really just feel the Lord's heart for our kids. And it's going to be super cool.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. So Steph, I'm super excited and we're just getting started.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited to see where this goes and just the different ways that the Lord is going to lead you. And part of the reason that it's exciting is because I know that connecting with him and following in his lead is really important to you. And so I'm excited to see where he's going to take that, because, you know, just your posture of humility and coming into this place of just wanting it to be a place where our kids can really experience the Lord. Like, that's super cool. And so I'm super excited. I kind of wanted to pray for you as a commissioning thing too on the podcast. So can we pray for you?
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there, join along, please, as we bless Steph and our children's ministry and our kids, you know. And we're in a season of fasting and praying, especially for our children and the next generation and how the Lord's going to lead them. And I really feel like for our church, Steph is a big part of that and helping to create the vision and create these spaces where our kids can really experience the Lord in his heart, and how those are going to be really the ways that they're going to combat the enemy and the different things that the world is throwing at them. So let's pray together. Jesus, we just thank you for Steph. We thank you for her journey and where it's brought her to, which is to our church. And we just thank you for the ways that you're leading her. And we're excited about the things that you're going to be doing through and in our kids. God, I just pray for all of our children's ministry workers. I pray that they will be excited about some of these things that Steph is going to be bringing to the table and that she's going to be introducing to our ministry, and that they will really have a sense of your heart for them first so that then they can pour that out into our kids. So God, we just pray that you will speak clearly to Steph, that she'll really be able to hear your voice and which direction you want her to go, and that really that's ultimately going to benefit all of our kids and all of our families. And so God, I'm just so excited to continue and working with her, and really excited for all that you have in store for our church and our kids. So God, we just thank you for Steph. We thank you for her journey and the ways that you have led her to lead this ministry at Catalyst. So thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
So Steph, once again, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for stepping up and stepping into this role. Again, if you haven't heard it already, I'm excited about this. So thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
So for all of you listening, until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.